Canada beat the U.S. in the final in the inaugural Four Nations Cup last night on American soil in overtime in Boston. And let's just address this right now. Chantal Kreviatsik changing up the lyrics to O Canada at the start of the game. I know a lot of people loved the stance she was taking. I also know a lot of people weren't happy with her using our national anthem to take that stance. Look, artists have long been given the right to use their artistic gifts and platforms and freedoms to shine a light on important issues that a lot of people care about, that a lot of people are talking about. And I get some people take the lyrics of our anthem as sacred and not to be changed for any reason, and I respect that opinion. But honestly, in the grand scheme of things, some keyboard warriors are going to grumble for a day or two, and then we can all just move on. Let's focus on the fact that Canada won. And let's be honest, it really did feel like a victory that we needed right now at this point in time. Now, for me, it actually had a lot of parallels to the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver. Almost 15 years ago, the best Canadian hockey player on the planet at the time, Sidney Crosby, scored the golden goal in overtime against the U.S., and last night, the best Canadian hockey player on the planet right now, Connor McDavid, scored in overtime to secure the very first Four Nations Cup ever and awarded it to Canada. We felt like we had to win in Vancouver, and we felt like we had to win last night. Much love to our American friends and family and neighbors. Great game, great friendly rivalry. No matter what's going on in the headlines, we win this time. I'm sure we're going to meet again.